I use they them pronouns. Today we are going to be having a very special guest, somebody whom I adore, I love. You know them, you love them, and if you don't, you probably should. A really good friend of mine, also part of the non-binary squad. And that would be the one, the only, Bitten with an O. And by O, I mean a zero. Hi, Bit.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited to be here. Yes, as they said, my name is Bitten. I use they, them pronouns. I'm a queer variety streamer. And thank you so much for having me. I love doing these. Last one was a riot. I can't remember what we ended up talking about, but I'm very excited to be here now to judge men and the video game devs that we subject so much of our time to.
Mm-hmm. I know, was it last time, were we talking about Hunt or were we talking about DBD? Because I know those were two things we were going to talk about.
Our tier list was, it was about the DBD legendary, the Hunt Showdown Legendary Hunters.
Right, and how, like, the gay energy they gave
us. Yes, it was the queer energy that they gave off. Pretty much all of the women just gave off so much impeccable queer energy.
Right.
But, like, there was, like, five men that were, like, impeccable queer energy. Most of them were, like, this is bottom of the barrel straight man. So.
I mean, and speaking on bottom of the barrel straight men, today's topic involves character creators and the fact that, you know, most video game main characters happen to be generic white F-boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but almost a necessity for monetization of the bottom of the barrel, low hanging fruit, bad characters. You know, how do you make money? You make characters based off of the people that play their games.
Yeah. And the sad thing though is, like, I feel like in a lot of these games, it's not even just that there's, like, majority, like, white dudes playing the games. It's just, like, for some reason, there's still that stereotype of, like, what a traditional gamer looks like, and or, like, what a traditional gamer wants to look like and wants to see mm-hmm. in their games, right? Which, apparently, everybody looks like they're from Die Hard.
Yeah. You know, I will say that, like, I feel, personally, that the characters that are being made are, like, made for the male gaze. They're, like, they're made for what men believe men should be like.
Yeah. Which, like, most people who are attracted to men, I don't think are attracted to what, like, a cis straight dude thinks they're attracted to.
No, absolutely not.
Like, I don't know about you, but, like, for me, I do not like that, like, bodybuilder chiseled, like, if I knock mm-mm. on them, it's going to sound like I'm hitting steel type dude. But I know so many guys, like, that's the ideal body that they think they should go for. And it's like,
yeah. No, I need someone's body to keep moving when they stop moving. That's what I need.
Yeah, like, I need something comfortable. Like, how am I going to... I don't want to sleep on the wall or on the floor. I want to sleep on a pillow. Give me a little cushion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I definitely agree. And I think that it's kind of frustrating to be playing some of these games and you see just, like, another ripped white guy.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so much flavor out there. There's so many different body types. And for a stereotypically dominated by the cishet white guy, you know, most video games, especially action video games that feature a male protagonist, dominated by their player base is dominated by cishet white guys. And they want to see themselves reflected in that. And if they like get to move this avatar around and kind of embody that, they kind of see themselves reflected in that. So they want the like hyper masculine, strong, tough guy, buff guy that shoots people and doesn't ask questions.
Because that's like what they want to be, right?
Right. You know, it is emblematic of the like cishet experience.
Yeah. Which like
in my opinion.
Which like always weirds me out because of the amount of like main heroes who are like rough and tough who are like wearing an eye patch. I'm like, why do so many people's fantasies involve losing an eyeball?
Yeah. you know, I mean, having said that, there's a video essay person I really enjoy, and he kind of touches on this where a lot of the male fantasy comes from sacrifice, needless or not, but sacrifice and being viewed as a hero. Mm-hmm. So your personal cost is equal to the amount of praise that you will get for said action.
I really like this. I am very interested in this topic, and that totally makes sense. And I think you're right, like that idea of like wearing an eye patch, it's not even that like, oh, it's there, like you will constantly be bearing this like loss, which will also constantly be bearing you that praise, right?
Yeah, it's constantly like, look what they went through, look how they persisted through adversity of losing an eye. And I'm like, no, that dummy got stabbed in the eye because he was being stupid. Yeah. Or a piece of shrapnel hit him in the face because he wasn't listening to his commanding officer. You know, let's tell those stories of people that got injured because they were acting stupid, and now you have to play the stupid character.
Like Nick Fury.
Yes, exactly.
pissed off a cat. So I don't know if this is the same for you, and like this is definitely going to be like already going into the heavier stuff.
Okay.
One of the things that I definitely noticed with like character creation, I had this conversation with somebody before, is when you're living the trans, like the gender diverse experience, character creators can also be that way of seeing yourself. And I remember like growing up always being a little bit more attracted to like more femme people, because that was like, and I like, as I'm older now, I'm like, maybe it's because that's that aspect of myself that I wanted to be, but I couldn't. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't have long hair growing up. So I always try and found characters with the longer hair. And, like, it's funny when I look back at the characters I created and the characters I favored, how much they, like, reflect more and more of the things that now that I'm able to make my own choices, I'm going more and more towards. So, like, I'm still waiting to get to the point where I start putting on that, like, really shitty PS2 era, like, solid purple circle eyeliner. Mm-hmm. Or not eyeliner, like eyeshadow. We're getting there, but like we're not there yet for daily wear. For some reason, I still like blending, but we'll get there.
It's like this, just purple sunglasses, like, yeah, hangover sunglasses, perfect circle of
eyeshadow. But like one of the things that I've always wanted to do is I always wanted to have, and this is before Ariana Grande, so don't come for me. I always was obsessed with the idea of having like long hair in a ponytail and like
being able to, yeah, the high pony, the high pony fantasy.
Yeah, like the idea to be able to like Cinderella hair whip somebody in the face or like whatever. And now that I'm older, I do it a lot. Like my hair is almost always up. I got my hair really long so I can keep it out of the way as much as possible. And I noticed like when I look back at my characters, like that was my go-to design. Mm-hmm. And I really like the darker hair. That was like either a dark red or a dark blue or dark purple. And when I dye my hair, those are the colors I tend to go. And the idea of having brown hair to me is just like never, because that's like my hair's that not like ashy brown already. And it's just, it's interesting how character creators can do that for us. They can kind of give us that outlet, but also like even looking at them, like the farther that society's gone, the more that I'm like, I can customize these. And as I become more secure myself, my characters are starting to look more like me and less like what that vision was before. And I think there's like a bit of like a confidence slash becoming who I am that's, you know, integrated in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what your experience is with character creators.
I think it's pretty a universal part of the queer experience with video game characters and character creation specifically, to when there was a prescribed like body type, to not pick the one that would be assigned to us. Mm-hmm. I obviously can't speak to an AFAB experience, but at least growing up, you know, me understanding how I wanted to be perceived, I would always pick either the female characters, the characters that had the prettiest costumes, or anything that had like flowers or things like that. And you know, it was kind of tough for me to like play video games because there were so many games that I wanted to play, but I didn't want to be stuck playing this like man. I didn't want to be playing this like man with a gun that shoots things and is the action hero. Like I never wanted that. I honestly always wanted to play the women because they were prettier. They did cooler things. And I just really wish that I think something that would maybe help remedy this, especially in character creation, is just making everything universal. Being able to design a character. I think I never played the game, but I watched several like playthroughs of the character creator for Cyberpunk. I thought that was such a step in the right direction, being able to be trans inclusive with the body types and with the makeup of how you wanted your body to look. It made no difference in the game, which was nice because just like real life or the ideal real life, your body's makeup and what is on the outside really should have no bearing on who you are as a person. Just because I have a set of body parts versus not having a set of another type of body part, that should not affect me, who I am as a person. So I liked that it never affected anything of the character. You just got to know that your character reflected something that you wanted to have or that you were. I mean, there's still people that, you know, wanted to be big titty goth GF, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I would love to be that. So I would probably make that character.
Yeah.
But just having the option, I think, was such a step in the right direction. Because really, when we're telling stories, and when, you know, video game developers are creating stories, if their character only revolves around the fact that they are masculine, gun-toting, huge, you know, beefed out, hyper-masculine, if the story revolves around that, you've made a bad story. You've made a character that is only relatable to a minute number of people, and you have created an uninteresting piece of media.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that your character should be able to look however they want, and your character should be designed in a certain way to where the player can choose how characters look and it not affect the story whatsoever, because your character is who you are on the inside, not who you are on the outside.
Yep. I would agree with you on that one for sure. And like one of the things, which if anybody's on Twitch, like if you're not seeing Elden Ring being played, like how, because I swear to God, like every second streamer is elbow deep in Elden Ring right now. But one of the things that I really liked was when it came to choosing your body type, it was type A, type B. Like, they didn't even use, like, femme or mask or anything like that. It was just, like, A or B, which was, like, kind of nice to see.
What's your gender, A or B?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, like, for people who are not binary, at least, I know there's some that I talk to who just, like, don't like the idea of, like, having to choose like mask or femme, because it's like, oh well, this is kind of feeling like it's defeating the point. Mm-hmm. You know, and I get that, like I totally understand where you're coming from, because it does come off that way, you know.
Yeah, it for sure, like, you know, they're still creating a binary even without naming it. And I understand that maybe not every single game, and this is just for games that have a character creator, I can understand that not every game can be as heavily funded to have character creation like Cyberpunk. However, I think that just leaning in that direction may be a bit better. Yeah. Being able to customize like face and body independently may help. Because I know that would help for me being able to create maybe a little bit more of a feminine body type with a little bit more of a masculine face, because that's what I have. Like, I know that, like, I'm no fool. I know that I have beard shadow, unfortunately, preying on that electrolysis one day. But, like, I know what my face looks like. I know what my body looks like. And I would like to be able to create a character that reflects that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And, like, it's nice to be able to have that option. There's also some games where you're seeing, like, and I think Cyberpunk did this as well, where you can choose your pronouns completely separately. And, I mean, personally, as, like, somebody who doesn't tend to, like, go with super traditional, I like when I'm able to, like, not have any.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same point, like, I also kind of wish sometimes that they would lean away, because for me, it's that idea of, like, when you make it so that there is no option, it's just, like, generic. It also, like, cheapens everybody's experience, right? It's kind of like when you would play video games and they're like, there's no gay characters, there's no straight characters, everybody's bi. And I'm like, you know, not... Like, some people are really hard set on the, like, they like this idea of a person. And when you're taking away, like, a lesbian's ability to be a lesbian, you kind of cheapen the lesbian experience. But yeah, at the same time, you're also taking away the bi experience and, like, the poly experience, the pan experience, all those things. Like, when you make it so that everybody can do everything all the time, you're also teaching things like there's no distinct diversity between those ones, and there should be a little bit, because it does cheapen the idea of, like, it almost erases bi people by saying that, like, everybody's bi, but it all, while also ignoring, like, lesbians, gays, and straights as well.
We should be ignoring the straights. We can do that.
They've had attention on them for a very, very long time. They need a break.
Yeah. Well, so recently I was playing, I was playing Wildermyth, which is a JRPG very similar to Fire Emblem.
Okay.
Where your characters, there's permadeath, and you can, like, basically everyone has the option. Everyone can be anything, really. So in the character, it's not really character creation, it's more like character customization. They give you a character, and then they just kind of give the character to you. And then throughout the game, whenever, you can just change them.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of, like, type A, type B body style, but you can, like, that can be divorced from the head. You can do, like, type A, type B face, type A, type B body. What they're attracted to, and also their pronouns.
Yeah.
There is he, him, she, her, they, them. But still, like, I made a non-binary character. I didn't change their body. I just made their face a little bit more soft and made them use they, them pronouns. And, like, I kind of, it was a self insert, really.
Yeah.
But it was really, it felt very good, because it's like, I now know that, like, your story that you created is a little bit more realistic to real life. And yes, you can change it, but also it's like, it's a game. At the end of the day, we are playing a game to go through a story. And if your story is, like, dependent on a person being a man or a woman, like, is that story even worth telling at that point?
Yeah. Well, and the amount of, like, non-binary representation in games is very, very little. So the idea of, like, when you make a game that I go, I can see myself in this. Like, I have that option. I don't have to, but I can. It's quite nice. Did you just check yourself out while talking to you while you were talking?
No, I was I was looking at my web captions, because they're not scrolling.
Oh, okay. For a minute, you, like, stopped, no. And I was like... I was like, we're talking about putting ourselves in the game, and you're like, yes, me.
No, I actually have myself up here as well as over here, so I don't need to stop and check myself out. I've been checking myself out.
But yeah, like, it's nice to have stories where we can see ourselves in it, because we don't get that luxury much. And I would like if we could, you know?
Yeah, I think it should be the case that we, as a game developing country, the games that are developed here, the games that are developed even, I guess, actually anywhere, should use cyberpunk as a model. I don't want to sing their praises too much, because I know that I'm not going to say that it was the woke inclusive like thinking that brought them to this decision to do this. It probably was a little bit focused on money and being able to open it up and get the rainbow dollar. Mm-hmm. However, having said that, it did feel good to have a character creation model, and you get to choose everything.
Yeah. And so this is going to like probably get me some bite back, but it's been interesting seeing the people who criticized certain developers and stuff like that and boycotted them. So, for example, Cyberpunk got really boycotted because the developer's an asshole and an awful person. And people were like, absolutely boycott it. And then you also have them turning around and supporting other ones because they're only really going after trans people. But then everybody's pre-ordering and super excited for games like, I don't know, the Harry Potter MMO that's coming out.
Yeah. I don't want to say it like this, but we're almost taking the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Like, we can only get so much inclusivity and representation before it almost feels like it comes with a catch.
Yeah.
So.
Which is, like, super shitty that, like, you have to feel that. So, one of the things that I used to always have to deal with was, you know, you deal growing up in a small town and all that stuff. When you make your character creators and stuff like that, and them going, oh, you always choose the girl and stuff like that. And I remember the best rebuttal I didn't think about until I was in my teens, which was the whole like, okay, but like, you're looking at a guy's ass the whole time and I'm looking at a girl's ass the whole time. So who's really
right? Yeah. Well, okay. It reminds me, when I was a kid, playing Soul Calibur 3, when that was the new game, mm-hmm. and you could use the character creator to create your own custom character.
Yeah.
I have so many women saved, so many hot women that I created that were either hot women with swords, hot women with kunai, hot women that were like, you know, I didn't want to play men. I never did. I wanted my characters to be a representation of what I like and the aesthetic that I like. Okay. Here's the thing that I'm going to hot take. Stop getting your sexual pleasure from the video games that you play. We're just playing video games. Can I please just play a video game where I represent myself without having to worry about like what art is going to be made? I'm going to play this character because she has the hottest art online, or I don't play this character because his art isn't hot. I know someone personally that only plays certain characters because of how hot they think that they are. And I'm like, I'm at a loss for words. So I'm not super sure where the thought was going as it was coming out of my mouth, but what I'm going to land on the point is I am just sick of seeing people create characters and characters that are created solely for the purpose of selling their image.
Yeah. Well,
I think, yeah. This also, actually, can we just play a game where the character creator is just all people who are unattractive? No matter who you are, it's just always unattractive.
Oh, Sea of Thieves. Done.
Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves is the perfect, the perfect queer experience. You always look unattractive. Your face is shaped like some sort of vegetable. And, you know, it's incredible. No one is meant to be hot. You are meant to be kind of cartoony and weird. I love it.
Like,
yeah.
Your body type is always, like, damaged can from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. The Chef Boyardee can from the back of the rack. Yeah. Your head is some sort of rutabaga shape. And no one is hot. Everyone has the chance to be lumpy and weird. And I love that.
I mean, it's true. This actually leads to a really good conversation topic I kind of wanted to bring up about this one. And I'm not going to lie, I was like 50-50 about bringing this up. But creating characters out of like fetishism and or appropriation.
Okay.
So one of the things I've thought about is like when people make characters like us, we tend to like make these characters because they represent a part of ourselves that we kind of wish we could see. But then you'll also get people who create characters that they want to bang. So you have men who are making women, but making them, you know, as slutty and skimpy and as unrealistically proportioned as possible. Or you have white people who are kind of trivializing the BIPOC experience by playing those people in games with a story where that's not really the thing and like representing that. And they tend to take that in a really, really, really shitty direction more often than not. The amount of times that I have seen somebody who is obviously not a black person go in a game, make a black person and make them as stereotypical as possible. Which is surprisingly easy for them to make the stereotype considering we still can barely get games that have proper black hairstyles made. And there's kind of that balance, you know, after like, we should be allowed with a character creator to do what we feel is right for us and everything like that. But like, we also have people who are taking these character creators and doing such shitty things with them that we almost need to put parental controls on them. And I'm like, why can't we have nice things? Why do we always have to have people ruining our nice things?
The cishets.
Yeah, wait, cishets.
But I mean, even jokes aside, like I, you know, I.
But you're not wrong. It's not a joke.
I've played, you know, Final Fantasy 14 for a while, and seeing the almost bizarre representation of the like cloying Nya cat, like Lolita, represented as a character in Final Fantasy 14 by presumably straight white men.
Yep.
That want to watch this hot character in tiny clothes walk around and act the way that they act. I mean, I've known several people that like had said that, like, if I'm gonna look at this character all day, I want them to be hot. And I'm like, I'm not gonna tell anyone how to play a game. I'm not, you know, trying to police, but also it's just like you are perpetuating the problem. Like, you are the reason that more games like this are being made, where everyone exists to be hot, to sell more games to people that want to play hot people.
Yeah. And it's also like encouraging objectifying people, right? Like,
yeah,
it's that whole,
you create a character that is just a straw man version of what a real person is in real life so that you can just literally just objectify them. And it's just frustrating is what it is for me. Because you have games that are good and fun, like Sea of Thieves, where your character creation, no one's hot. It's all cartoony, and we are here to shoot skeletons and sail boats and find treasure, and that's fun. Like Deep Rock Galactic, you are not going to make a character in Deep Rock Galactic customized to be hot. You
I beg just to differ. Are not. I made a Dr. Robotnik, and he looks great.
Well, he may look great, but you're not but trying
he's
to fuck
not,
him.
And he's not traditionally attractive.
Right. So so that's kind of my point, is like, these games that are the most fun to me are the games where I'm not trying to make a character hot. I'm trying to put my aesthetic onto a character and have them be emblematic of what I enjoy looking at. And that's it.
Yeah.
My Sea of Thieves character is an old woman. She's wrinkled, gray hair, and got scars and tattoos on her face, and wears a big red trench coat. And I love that. I love playing, I guess like playing her, but I love being perceived as this old woman pirate, you know? Yeah.
It's like, what I want to be in the world is this old lady pirate.
An old lesbian pirate is what I want.
And that's totally fair, because who wouldn't want to be?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Making characters hot, I normally make them a representation of me. My Sims main character is a plus-size black woman because I am a plus-size black woman. Yeah, Izzy, like, you. Sometimes we make characters... Hi, Izzy. Sometimes we make characters who are based off of, like, either who we are or who we want to be. And, like, that's kind of what I said earlier, is when I was younger and more kind of constrained to what I had to do to survive in a small town, my characters were a lot more of like what I wanted to be, and now they're starting to become more in line with who I am because I'm becoming that person who I want to be. And there is still a solid aesthetic. And one thing that I've definitely noticed is like, I still try and emulate those looks. Even the really shitty old ones from the PS2, PS3 era, I'm like, yes, like, I want that darker hair. I want the this. I want the that. I want to be blocky and stuff like Lara Croft. That part, I'm totally kidding. I do not want triangle titties.
Well, yeah, speak for yourself.
No, I do not want them orangutan titties. But, yeah, like, it's interesting to see that. And then, yeah, you have these people who ruin it where they're like, yeah, I'm going to go and make a character, and she's going to have the biggest tits that she obviously cannot walk, and her ass won't be fat, and she's going to have, like, no waist, and she's going to be, like, and you're, like, you're not, like, you're fetishizing this, like, fake character based off of the people you want to fetishize and giving your permission to do it because they're not real, but the thing is you're basing them off real people, and there's, like, this weird, like, part of me that's, like, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, what if we don't want to make characters? That's the thing, is like, I think maybe once you strip away the flashy and the commodified experience of making a hot character, when you strip that away and you just create a character that kind of looks like you, or kind of looks like, again, I'll jump back into Sea of Thieves. These people are representative of people that look a certain way. Like, they, not everyone has faces that are as tall as their torso. You know, that's just Sea of Thieves, what these characters look like. They've got very unique body shapes, unique like head shapes and things like that. They're a little bit more of a caricature because they're cartoonish, but you kind of already taken that out of your mind of like, I'm creating a hot character. You're not. You're creating a character that is just a person, a cartoon or cartoonish person. And now that is not even a part of your mind. You can dress them up in very cool pirate clothes. You can give them very cool, like, piratey weapons that like have like a bird on them, or things like that. You can customize your ship, but you're not curating the experience to like, how hot are other people going to find me? When, especially when you have things like MMOs, like Final Fantasy 14, where it's all about who can be the hottest, who can take the character and make them into the most objectified. There, I mean, there are, of course, there's always outliers. There are people that are creating characters that are hyper-masculine or are a little bit more just in line with an aesthetic. But the vast majority, especially when you go into these big open world, open lobbies, and you see all of these characters that are almost just all the same because they're wearing the tiniest clothing, the prettiest armor. It just solely becomes about the visual experience of looking at these characters rather than playing the game. And yeah. I think that's where, you know, games like Cyberpunk, no one's really going to see you, except you're going to see yourself in cutscenes maybe a couple times. And it's more about the it's more about the experience rather than the looking at the character.
Yeah, 100%. And thank you, Platypus, for saying that. We look really cool. We are. And we're also the most modest.
Yes.
The most. But the other thing with it, too, is like when I used to create characters and stuff like this, and I don't know if this is the same for you. It was for me. I had like 6 folks on rotation in my video games that I'd either take their name and bring them into the game, or I'd create them and they'd be almost the same person and stuff like that. And in my head, I'm like making the storyline of like, this is this person and this is their adventure. And this is like what I see for them. And then I'd bring them, I'd go into another game and I'd either see somebody like them or have the opportunity to make somebody. And I'd like, I made this almost like archetype of people of like that I put into it and almost like wrote a narrative and a story based off of these character creations where like the one person who ended up becoming my drag persona, their name was Maya. They always had dark hair. They were always like the thief rogue class. And like I had this huge story written for her and stuff like that. And it's again one of those people who kind of reflected who I wanted to be in real life. And like I remember when I first started doing drag, part of me doing drag was like discovering my truest self, and she had dark, like I always wore black wigs. I would never buy any wig unless they were black. And it's interesting how that kind of like went through my life. But I've talked to a couple people and like I either get the like yes or the what are you on, when I'm like no, like the character creator, like the person I make that kind of keeps popping up in all these games is like an entity, a person that I like have this huge storyline where they went on all these epic quests and stuff like that, but also that person was a representation of like who I wanted to be.
You know, now that you say that, I was originally going to disagree with you, but now looking back, I've definitely had like a character that I created. I never gave them a name, but definitely like an aesthetic style that I tried to match like every single time. Mm-hmm. I would try to like take this idea of what I had in my head and put it into every character. Maybe it'd be like a color scheme or something like that.
Yeah.
That I would try to still be like, oh, that's me. That's the me character.
Yeah. And like, that was mine. Like, always the darker hair. Always like, really like the purple, which is weird because purple is not my favorite color, but also like the color I'm always drawn to. When people ask me like, what's your favorite color? I'll never answer purple. I'm always like, my favorite color combination is like orange and navy. My favorite color is crimson. Like, da da da. And then like every time I have the option, I'm like, we're going purple.
I mean, yeah, if you couldn't tell what my favorite color is, it took me a long time to get here, actually. I've always loved pink. Just it's very happy and very, you know, very aesthetic. I used to like when I was a kid, I used to be like, well, my favorite colors are like white and yellow, purple, black, and like, you know, I mean, also, hello, I'm literally wearing all black today. Yeah. I'd say like black and pink, not to be too hot topic about it, but I think black and pink is probably like my favorite color combination.
What you're trying to say is the K-pop band was based off of your like you're like, I like this band, and they're like, we like you too. We're going to choose your favorite colors as your name.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was a childhood letter that I just wrote to four singers, and they were like, Blackpink, that's a really good idol group name. We're going to be that for you.
Yeah. So what we're saying is, Blackpink, we need you to start paying Bitten their residuals. Thank you.
Yes. I have my, yes, my royalties. Please give them to me. Anytime anybody in America says Blackpink or pink and black, it's dollar bills.
Yes, please. But yeah, like, I don't know if anybody else kind of has had that same thing, but where they're like, yeah, like, character creators and, you know, that, like, having a narrative or story about them. But if you do, like, feel free to say so either in the Discord or now. Like, we answer questions in chat. We talk to people in chat. So, like, live it up. That being said, think it's time we go on to the tier list.
Okay. I'm very excited for this.
I'm sure you already have up.
Yes, so I do.
Our tier list today, I chose, in my infinite wisdom, because I always give people messed up tier things, since we're talking about character creators and the ability to make all these different people and stuff like that, I decided with Bitten that I thought the best thing that we could do is, while talking about the diversity and options that you could have, to discuss the fact that almost every single video game has a generic white fuckboy as their main character. So our list right now is not going to be on how great these characters are or how amazing they are, whatever. It's going to be how much of a generic white fuckboy are they?
Mm-hmm.
With S being like a super generic white fuckboy and D being like legit daddy material, not white fuckboy material.
Okay, so D is like husband material. Yeah, this is like the person that you want to be with. Okay.
Yeah, where like S is like super fuckboy, A is like...
And we're doing just visual aesthetic alone?
I mean, if you want to do their like personality, you and you feel passionately about it, like, I don't know, okay. And this is just like a thing for me, like, there's some people who, once I know their personalities, their like personality becomes their face and their face becomes their personality. Like, I kind of can't differentiate, but like there's some people where it's just like, yeah, you have no personality, you're just a fuckboy. Yeah.
Also, disclaimer from me, anybody that I may put in a certain list that you do not agree with, it is probably because I just have not played the game and do not know.
What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I'm wondering why my face is the size of a Cheez-It. it's like zoomed in. Like, yeah. Hello?
Hello? What just happened?
Don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna scooch over and be a little bit.
Let me just like fix your face in the like least mean of ways. I mean this.
Thank you so much.
Literally, like the thing was just like, yeah, no, Bitten, we're gonna change everything on you. There we go. you have a face again.
There we go. Full face.
No boobs. Only face. Only eyes.
No boobs.
No boobs.
Only eyes. Only face.
Nice spiritual puppet, I bet. So we're gonna start with
drag and drop.
Well, I will drag and drop based off of what you say, solely based off the fact that like I've got the screen up, you know. But, like, you can also make it yourself. Also, if anybody would like to do the tier list, I will be putting it into the Discord under Tired, Hungry, and Gay. Or you can click the link right there and make your own. Because you know what? I love seeing everybody's list after I made the lists. We've had a couple times where, like, people are just, like, very passionately against what they saw and make their own. And I love seeing the results so much. So we're going to start with somebody who's probably the least... in this list going to match this category, being that they're like not human. Which is Garrus.
Is that the guy in the blue?
Yeah.
So he's from Mass Effect, right?
Correct.
Okay. I know nothing about Mass Effect. I will say though, since he decided to be very unobtrusive and I would say, because I don't know him, I cannot husband him. So he's going to be C for me.
Okay. That's
in fair. Terms of fuckboy.
That's fair. Next we have Duke Nukem.
Okay. I think that Duke Nukem needs to go in, like, I think if we put a lot of people in S, it's going to just water down the potency of why I think. So he's gonna go A. His name rhymes, and people who there's no way that there is a Nukem family. His name was probably like Duke Smith, and he was like Nukem, Duke Nukem.
Maybe he's the person who, like, maybe he's from the people who made the microwave, and that's where the term, like, nuke it comes from.
Could be. Still, he should have changed his name if he realized that it rhymed. Out.
Next, we have one of the Assassin's Creed guys who I can't tell which one it is because I cannot see shit right now.
I mean, I don't know the difference. And because I can't tell the difference between 7 or 8 iterations of generic white fuckboy, he's going to be an S for me. If I can't tell the difference between 6 or 7 iterations of the same character, fuckboy. Get him out of here.
Yeah. our next character is the standard, non-character created, like the generic, like when you hit the button and it shows up, version of Shepard from Mass Effect.
I'm going to put that as an A based on that description alone.
Yeah.
There we go.
Like, he was made to be, like, the generic white fuckboy for a reason. Like, because they had a character creator. I don't know what this game is, so we're just going to, like, pretend it doesn't exist. Because it's
I was going to put D. No, I was going to put D for that character.
Because it's a heartless?
I mean, if you cannot see what that person looks like, how can they be a fuckboy?
The game, like, Limbo. That is a child.
Well, I will say, from most to least, that child is the least so far because
he is a child, so he cannot be a fuckboy.
Right. But also, how can you be generic if you have no facial features?
It's true. It's true.
It's mystery, and mystery is alluring to questions, and I need to know, and needing to know information. What's the story? How did he get that way? What does he look like?
Told you.
Those are the questions that I don't want to ask about a fuckboy.
Yep. Max Payne from the Max Payne series.
Again, he's going to go A. There is no, you cannot tell me that this man's name is Maximilian Payne. That is a self-named person. And if you self-name, you're going on the list of top tier fuckboy.
He's 100% of the type of person who has an OnlyFans, and that is his OnlyFans name.
This is the type of person that has an OnlyFans, charges $20, and it's just shirtless pictures.
Yeah. Which, by the way, like, Disney charges me $7 a month. You're trying to tell me you're better than Disney?
Disney charges me $7 a month, and I don't even get to see VPL, so... And I'm talking about in Mandalorian. So. Yeah.
Not the visible penis lines.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, if I can see a person getting cut in half by a lightsaber and I don't get to see VPL, I think that's a crime.
Yeah. So I don't remember what this guy's name is, but I'm pretty sure he's from Red Dead.
Oh, Arthur? I'm gonna say middle of the road. I'm gonna say B, because you can choose to make Arthur look a certain way. So I would say he's middle of the road because of the choices that you make.
Also, can we discuss the fact that 50% of these people are white dudes with beards?
Yes.
And of that remaining 50%, 25% of them are white people without beards.
It's the classic syndrome of I'm interesting because I have facial hair.
This is my personality.
Yes.
Thank you for the follow, Blavis. Now we have another person from Assassin's Creed.
A.
We can see the face.
Going on A. I don't know your name. I don't want to know your name because you have 6 friends that look exactly like you.
I don't know what his name's, like, Agent something from Hitman.
I'm gonna say C for him just because, like, bald, also has, like, a barcode tattoo. The suit is a little bland. However, killing people in a suit is kind of cool because you have to be really good so you don't get blood on your suit. So maybe because you have to be technically skilled in your craft.
I mean, I do like a like bodyguard version of Mr. Clean, which is what he's giving off.
Also, we love Mr. Clean, our asexual icon.
So Mr.
It was confirmed by their creators.
Mr. Clean to me represents what happens when a leather daddy finds God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that God is cleaning. The God is cleanliness. I'm looking at this list here. Who is this man? Who is this next one?
I don't know why, but I feel like he's from Grand Theft Auto.
I'm gonna say B for him, because I don't think that this man enjoys the company of other people. I think he enjoys the idea that someone would be with him. So I don't think that he is the like use him and lose him. He's more of the like incel.
He gives me.
This is me like red pill incel, like
he gives big me, Redditor. He gives me women always get hurt because they never go for nice guys like me.
Yes. Oh yeah, big time. But that's where I've got to say like B, because he's not like husband material, obviously, but he's also not like a fuck boy because he doesn't fuck. So yeah. Also, big time nice guy syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Very much big boy nice. Yeah, no. There's, like, no way around that other than nice guy syndrome. Our next person is one of my favorite people from Destiny.
I've never played Destiny, but this person looks interesting. So we're going to go with C, because they seem very interesting. I don't know anything about them. I the S or the D cannot be like flooded with too many people, or else the significance of being the S or the D does not keep its potency.
Yeah. Next we have Chris Redfield.
I hate to do it because Chris is. Well, okay. Hang on.
If you cannot differentiate the looks from the personality, you are allowed to include them both.
Okay. It's going to be B for me, because Chris does look very emblematic of the cishet fuckboy experience. However, he is very heroic and makes a lot of good decisions and wants to just save the people of Raccoon City. So, like, you know.
See, the one thing I will say about Chris, and this is even just from, like, watching him in video games, except for when they gave him fucking Courtney Cox's bangs in this newest one. I don't know why they gave him Courtney Cox bangs in Village, but they did. He looks like the person who, like, you come home to and he is, like, baking in an apron, watching over the kids, gives you the biggest hug. Like, he looks like I am okay to be a stereotypical housewife and make you happy.
Yeah, he's house husband.
Kindness. He's got that kindness to him, which is why, and that's just like based on his appearance alone.
Himbo house husband for sure.
So that's just my personal feelings. Next we have Emo Twink 5000. Emo Twink 5000. Yes,
Cloud Strife from Advent Children. He's gonna go on the S for me.
Yes.
He's got the feathered, like, anime twink hair. He rides a motorcycle, has a huge compensation sword. I love it.
It's true. I think this is, I don't know what that is. Apparently their entire body, like, this is their Grindr profile photo, and it is literally just like a. From the neck to the
Yeah, if your distinguishing feature is your biceps and your pecs and your abs. You're going on A for me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the dude from Crisis. But like that, so for those of you who've never been on the Grindr or the Scruff, that this is when there's a fuckboy on those websites, this is the photo they give you.
Yep. 100%.
This is Norman Reedus from Death Stranding, which is like a little bit cheating because he's an actual live person who scares the crap out of me.
Here's the thing. Norman Reedus is not hot. He's attractive. He's charming. He is only situationally attractive. Like, he's hot in Walking Dead because he's the like underdog, not natural leader, but he protects people. Death Stranding, I know nothing about the game other than it's a wild ride where there's like your blood can do stuff and there's like you're like a weird delivery person.
You work at FedEx in the future.
You work at FedEx and your blood can explode. So it's gonna be C for me because he's objectified, and I feel like if you're objectified, you can't be husband material.
So I actually like Norman Reedus makes me uncomfortable legitimately.
Okay.
Something about him and everything just makes me like a little bit uncomfortable. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. So a friend of mine from Atlanta 100% bought me Norman Reedus socks when I came to visit and was like, here you go. And it's like, you're an asshole. Because there's the, one of the things I know for a fact that I hate more than Norman Reedus is feet. So, like, you put both of those together.
I can respect that.
I'm pretty sure that this is the person from Far Cry 3.
A. If you have, like, a mohawk and a mustache, and you only have your biceps out, like, A for me.
That's his gym photo.
Yeah.
He's like, I was at CrossFit. We did it at the Uber today because we're so butch.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a correct answer to this one, I feel, and it is Leon Kennedy.
Okay. I know I'm going to be a little bit controversial here. Leon Kennedy deserves the C spot for me. He does not have stereotypically, like, attractive features that are in the typical fuckboy. He's got practically a bob. Taking into everything that in account what he went through in Resident Evil 4, he saves that little girl. I feel like fuckboys just wouldn't save anybody but themselves. He saves like Angela, I think her name is, I think he's pretty okay. I know that is not the agreed upon opinion of most people. However,
four, he is the definition of a frat boy. He literally is walking around being the tough guy, following around some little blonde chick in a skirt, and then escorting her where she needs to go so it can just be him and her. And yes, I know that's not the actual storyline, but I can paraphrase it that way and make him sound like a fuckboy, so I'm going to, because I do not like Leon Kennedy that much.
Because it's your show.
And it's my show. This one I don't feel like you could ever put as S, because look at that mask.
The mask makes it... I don't know. we're gonna say A. That is a typical, like, I'm a tough guy mask. Like, come on. Show us your face.
I'm going to
mess up. Give us a face pic.
That's Ghost of...
Tsushima.
Tsushima, yeah. I was like, I'm going to screw that up. Which, by the way, is free to play for PlayStation Plus members on PlayStation Network right now. Sponsor me, PlayStation.
Also, okay, so I'm already going to say this without any hesitation. Gordon Freeman is in the D spot for me.
That's 100% fair. Well, and the thing is, that is a huge point of contention. When you look at history, there's literally articles about how Gordon Freeman was, at the time, very much anti everything else you were seeing.
Yes. He's got a goatee, which is not like a full beard. He's got glasses, which is a hero that wears glasses. He's smart, super intelligent. He's not overly aggressive. All he does is just try to save the world. He's not out to kill people. I love him. Gordon Freeman's awesome.
The thing is, I 100% know for a fact that he was made off of some nerdy shy guy wanting to see a better version of himself in a game.
Yep, 100%.
I know it, but the person who did it wrote him in such a way that he did not come off as a complete douche nozzle. So doing both deserves credit, and I applaud thee.
We applaud the man.
This person is from Yakuza. I cannot say his name properly.
B.
And I'm gonna feel super bad if I screw it up.
I don't know who this person is. We're gonna go B for me.
He's like, if I remember correctly, he's essentially like your rival for a section of the game.
Okay.
It's like, is it Majama? Yeah.
I've never played Yakuza, so I don't know.
This is, I'm pretty sure, the guy from Grand Theft Auto.
San Andreas?
Yeah. Which, can we like discuss about the fact that these are all the main characters from a bunch of video games?
Is that okay? So is this the person that says, "Aw shit, here we go again"?
Majima? Okay. So I just want to take a moment here. Of the characters on this list, he is one of two characters who are notably black, like that are darker skinned. Which I think is very telling of the fact
of like main characters. Yeah,
way too many white fuckboys and stuff.
I don't, again, I'm gonna say B just because like I don't really know him. And I'm assuming if you're playing Grand Theft Auto, you can make your character look any way that you want, for the most part. Like, you can change, like, hair, facial hair, and, like, their clothing. So, just like Red Dead, I'm going to say it just depends on the player.
Master Chief.
Master Chief's going to be an A. A for me. Like, you don't even see what his face looks like. He looks the same all the time. He hangs out with Cortana too much. Like, his Alexa is his best friend. I don't know. I'm just not into it. Also, he was brainwashed by the government, so like, it's like, get your own life, you know?
Yeah.
So, God. This person, Doom Guy. Let's see. I would say C for Doom Guy because you don't really know too much. Kind of similar to that, like, Shadow Kid. You don't know anything about him, and I think that's what makes him interesting.
I appreciate that Patrick's rating for Master Chief is D because he's utterly uninteresting.
Well, I think that's what if you are interesting, you become less of a fuckboy. So if you're uninteresting, you definitely become more of a fuckboy.
So Doom Guy is?
Doom Guy is C for me.
Okay.
Because I don't know much about him, and I want to know.
I feel like Doom Guy and Master Chief are the same person, just, like, with less armor.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, Patrick, the list works as S is for super fuckboy, and D is for, like,
husband material. We are, of course, not saying that this
the child doesn't count. The child's just
the child. The child is only on the D because I.
Because they're not a fuckboy.
Because they're not a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about them. And they're also a child. And just how do you not want to know what's going on with this? Like, are they a shadow? Are they like, it's the questions that are generated that make them interesting.
Scorpion.
Scorpion's an S for me. And because he's just all about flexing power.
And he's clingy. And
clingy, literally get over here. He's controlling, manipulative, gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss. I'm not into it.
And now we have a fighting game legend.
Because put a shirt on. You're not that interesting. Your gym schedule does not mean you have a personality.
Wow. The harshity.
I will die on this hill. There needs to be average body. If there's going to be shirtless characters, let them be average bodied, please. Hello. Sure.
The Last of Us.
I don't know who that is.
Have you played The Last of Us?
No, I have not.
You haven't played The Last of Us 1 or 2?
No.
Well, one, I would very much appreciate if you could find the time to potentially play this game. Because...
Yes, unfollow.
I would appreciate it.
That's the one with the, like, the plant... people like the fungus creatures,
the zombies,
right?
The zombies are fungus.
Okay,
but yes,
I mean, I've been meaning to. It's a game that's definitely on my list.
Steal it, Patrick.
They are all fun guys. I'm gonna say C because I don't know him. He does look rugged, which I mean, I just feel like daddies can't really be fuckboys unless they're like clean cut or, you know,
don't pay child support.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's, yeah.
This person, I mean, I don't know anything about them. Don't tell me their name. A, going in A. You know why? Because they're wearing a suit with an undershirt that is like opened. That's disgusting. Put on a tie or just take the suit jacket off. It's gross.
It's curio. Okay. We have Link.
D. 100% D. And I'll tell you why.
Because he's got Peter Pan syndrome or because Lord of the Twinks?
Because he's wearing leggings and a tunic and Ugg boots. Hello? You cannot get any more femme than tunic, leggings, Ugg boots combination with a matching hat. Are you kidding me? And a complimentary belt that cinches the waist. Hello. This is a high camp experience. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. The fact that like, I know for a fact that Link has got the like top tier Starbucks rewards card and goes there every morning and every like coffee break.
But then, just because you want to stay energized does not mean that you're a fuckboy. It means, and here's the thing.
And you know he's not ordering coffee.
He's never said a word. He's never said a word in the entire franchise. We love a man that just lets others speak. He's a listener.
He doesn't talk over people.
Yeah, because he never says a damn thing.
But he doesn't communicate very well.
He's not the best communicator because he's always listening, but he will nod and shake his head. No, the CDI, we ignore the CDI games. you've killed me. Good. Yeah, we're ignoring those.
Okay. I do not know who that is.
again, actually, you know what? B. We're going to put B for this guy because at least he's wearing a nice three-piece suit. And he's got good hair. Usually people that take that, put that much pride into their clothing, especially suits, are not, you know, yeah. Oh, Gears, this is from Gears of War.
Yeah, it's the Gears guys.
A. Like, put down that gun. Come on.
Hey, he's busy playing football and sports.
Yeah. Gross. Oh, this is one of the people from
Detroit.
What is it, B? Because they have that, like, they have that look of, like, generic hot. But also they're an android, so, like, really, how much control do they have over that?
True. I also will appreciate the fact that he's one of the few people on this list who has any form of melanin.
True.
Because, like, the majority of this list isn't just, like, white. It's, like, correction tape white.
Yeah. Who is this person?
This is Harry Mason from Silent Hill.
I don't know. I don't know him personally. However, I'm going to say C because he just doesn't. I don't know, it looks like he's just wearing like a tank top and a suit jacket. And it's not like, I don't know. You know, it's just that's the vibe that I'm getting.
Correct. He is a dad, Patrick, and he is haunted by his inner demons in a very real way.
You're not special. We're gay. We've all got inner demons.
Snake.
D. Hello. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yes, less so than James from Titan Hill. Correct. The fifth person in the list is the dude from Crysis, but we decided that he's such a fuckboy that he literally gave the Grindr profile without showing his face. So, okay. Then we have Nathan Drake from The Uncharted, who apparently is also Spider-Man.
I'll say B, because he's wearing adventuring gear, which is kind of gross, but also he's like smart and like Lara Crofty, I believe.
Correct. He is the blending of Ryan Reynolds and Lara Croft.
Yeah, which I'm into.
I will say I personally have the thing with those like gun holster things that people put their phones into and their wallets and stuff. When I see that on a life-size human person, I'm like, can you please give me 8? I want them.
My dad has those and wears them constantly.
Okay, well, I don't have that triggering image when I think about them. I think of late 2010s hipsters. And that was my type for a moment. And also now leather daddies because a bunch of them started working out. So
it just
reminds me
of like people that wear tactical gear yet have never even gotten into a fight.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I believe this is Noob Saibot / Smoke because they fuse the two into one person. He's mysterious. He's a ninja.
Yeah, it's a B for me. It's if you're two people, that's kind of interesting, but you could also be two fuckboys. So, you know, we're playing with it's mixed mediums.
Kratos.
Okay. Kratos has the makings of every single gross jock that was given a weapon and wanted to kill God. However, he raises his son and really tries to be a good dad, even though he did kill his original family in like the first one, or like no, his like original family died, and then like their ashes got imprinted onto his skin by the gods, and that's why he's all like super paley white. But he does try to, like, raise his kid to be a god, like, into godhood. So we're going to say C, because that's responsibility, and most fuckboys shy away from any sort of responsibility.
This is the fuckboy who learned his lesson a little bit too late, but is still learning.
But still is learning. Yeah.
We appreciate growth. This is the dude from Walking Dead, I believe. The Telltale one.
I was going to say it kind of looks like Detective Tapp, like the DBD Detective Tapp. I literally don't know anything about him, so we're gonna go with, like,
just use the aesthetics. You don't know their personality.
That's true.
Judging them based off of what they look like.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm gonna say C. I like that they obviously chose a facial hair that, like, complements their face, but also is, they are not trying to be anything other than, like, who they are.
His name is Lee.
Lee? Okay.
The prince from Prince of Persia.
Hey, put a shirt on.
Quit trying to be Aladdin.
Literally.
Dorito Daddy. Pyramid Head.
I'm going to say D, and I'll tell you why.
Because he wears a skirt.
He wears a skirt, has a job that he does with enthusiasm, and you don't know what his face looks like. And according to Dead by Daylight, has a dumpster. And I like all those things.
I can't believe that you, like, defined the fact that his job is to torture people as being passionate about his work.
He's passionate about his work. He has a job and he does it with enthusiasm, which I can't say for most of the people in A and S.
Fair. Very fair. And then we have Ryu.
It's S. Come on. Like, you are muscle bound and gross. All you do, your entire existence is to fight. Like,
look, he really liked the Karate Kid growing up.
Yeah, and you wear a headband with, like, you wear headbands to, like, keep sweat from getting from your scalp into your eyes. But that is defeated by the purpose that you have a 6-foot ribbon hanging off the back of your head. That means you have no thoughts in the noggin.
This Splinter Cell dude. I want to say Tom Clancy, but that's the person who made it.
We're going to go B, because beard is very, like, I don't know, close cut to the face. B for beard. Also, it's like, yes, you are very skilled in the way that you do your job. But also, like, that just probably means you're probably going to sneak out of my house in the middle of the night and never talk to me again, which, fair.
Put the coin on the dresser when you leave.
Yeah, just money on the dresser, please.
Thank you. Sub-Zero.
Okay. I'm going to say A, because, like, you and your four, like, brothers, I'm assuming they're all brothers. You all dress the same, except change up your colors. Like, you're not that cool. Who are you? Like, you're not that cool.
They're in a gang.
they're in a gang. Like, again, just, do you need to be so flashy? We get it. Blue means ice. Whoop-de-doo.
So creative.
Let it go, Elsa. Come on. Wear another color.
The dude from Team this is Team Fortress.
Oh, the 2. Heavy. The heavy, yeah. From Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say C. Yes, he is muscle bound, but he's
huskier though. He's like huskier.
He's what happens when you only do arm and chest day. That is, every day is no leg day. this is a man that just, like, lifts his legs up and then walks around on his arms like an orangutan.
I hate that so much, but, like, also,
He has one job and he does it with efficacy.
The next is Garrett from Thief.
You're cool, but also, like, I don't know, a little bland, but bland means, like, cool is, like, more fuckboy, but also kind of bland.
You know he collects crystals.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The Witcher himself.
D. D. D for absolute dad D. Geralt, come on. Come on. Talk about a man that has a job, does it well, cares for people, and looks good while doing it without knowing that he looks good. Also, he has two swords.
Did you know that when they made the live-action version of The Witcher, that they have gone through so many pairs of leather pants?
That's actually incredibly attractive.
They've been, like, rubbing out and giving out at the thighs because of the amount of action and moving.
He's got that thigh rub, the destructive thigh rub. I get it. I'm literally wearing the jeans that have fallen prey to my thighs as thick as my head.
I'm pretty sure this is the robot from Portal.
Oh, yeah. Wheatley. Wheatley
could be confused with the vibrator.
Wheatley is S tier soy boy turned fuck boy. He betrays you in the worst way.
I haven't played Portal 2. I can't hear this.
I will.
Go. I'm not listening to this part of the podcast so that you can explain, but I do not have this ruined for me.
Betrayed. Fully betrayed. Sucks is a dick. So he's going into S for me.
Can I listen now? Give me a thumbs up if I can listen now. Okay. And then the last person is whoever the hell this person is. I don't.
He's wearing a dumb hat, which does detract a little bit. Because fuckboys usually have, like, some sort of, like, headwear that is decent. I'm going to say we're going to go B.
Love it. So we are going to download this, as always. Because we always download the image. So if any of you are playing at home, have any questions, comments, concerns, this will be in the tired, hungry, and gay section of the Discord where you can put your own personal opinions. You can say what you agree with, what you disagree with. If you want to call me and Bitten trash, I'm just going to block you, so it's fine. But yeah, like, share. We love this for us. But like, feel free to post it on your own. The list is there for those of you who are listening in because you're not watching us. You can see the list there and be like, what photos are they talking about? What do they mean? The crisis guy looks like a Grindr profile picture.
You'll he really does
find that there. It's, you really do.
Yeah, it's very, very unfortunate, but you know,
it's also the facts. Why did it shrink you again?
I don't know. I'm just very shrinkable.
Apparently. Every single time that we like switch scenes, it's like you need to be smaller.
I'm very zoomed in. I feel like I need to lean back a little bit.
You're good. You're great. You're lovely. People want to see that beautiful mug.
The mug that I spent time on, time and effort.
So yeah, as you can see, we have a vast majority of generically relatively similar characters.
Yeah, they
experience.
Yeah.
which is why we need more character creators in games. Like, there'll be games that, like, if I am 50-50 and I see that they have a really good character creator, I will choose to play that game based on that. Or a game that looks like it has a decent-ish story, but, like, I'm not 100% committed, and I find out they have no character creator and I have to play generic white dude, I'm like, no. Like, one of the games that I got to play recently was Elex 2, and the guy is so bland that I can't. Like, it's a choose your own adventure, and I'm like, but why do I have to look like I have to look like the low salt version of a saltine cracker.
Right, why do I have to be gross?
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not right, and it's not okay. It's just hateful.
It's very hateful.
What is your personal favorite, like, character creator, period? Like, if you were, like, somebody was, if they were gonna make a game that was just character creator of the game, that is all it was, what would yours be?
I actually really enjoyed the Outer Worlds. I don't know if you've ever played it. But I really enjoyed the Outer Worlds character creator because it was very comprehensive for, like, personality, look, aesthetic. Like, it was just very comprehensive. And I really liked that. I thought that it was very cool that for a story that was, like, a little lackluster, I couldn't believe that, like, that the ending was what it was. I thought the game was going to be a lot longer than it was. But it was just very comprehensive, and I really liked that.
Yeah.
And it felt very much like I was creating a person rather than just, like, all right, do I want to be hot guy or hot girl?
Yeah. One, we're already getting posts for the materialist into the Discord. And somebody said they messed up the homework and just made the list on how much they would fuck them, which I appreciate that because that's kind of the same thing.
Very similar.
Very similar. I think personally, I really liked the Lost Ark character creator, which is a shame because I just cannot get into the game. I tried. I cannot get into it. I just thought it was very fun to build on. But it is very much like, here's all the pretty people.
Yeah.
My favorite character creator, though, that I have had the privilege to use, though, was probably the, like, later versions of Dragon Age.
Okay.
Primarily because a lot of people made some really dope ass mods for it as well. It had a decent base, but then it got modded really well, and I really like that high fantasy aesthetic to start with. Also, when I think of character creators, like, that EA is, like, Mass Effect, Dragon Age are kind of the, like, start of where I think of them being, like, kind of more integral to the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know too much about Dragon Age because, unfortunately, I haven't played it. I know that I should, but I've heard nothing but good things like that as well about Dragon Eggs being pretty comprehensive.
Yeah. That being said, I think we've kind of reached the end of this topic, of this tier list. We're going to do some games in a bit. Did you need to take a quick break first, or are you, like, good to go?
No, right? I'm good. My leg is outstretched, hopefully not leaking, so we're good.
Oh, right, your tattoo.
Yes. I did get a tattoo yesterday, and I have the bandage on my leg and
no contacts. It kind of sounded like you were saying you were peeing yourself.
Yeah My colostomy bag is just going everywhere. No, basically they put, like, the saran wrap stuff, the sticky saran wrap, like, on your leg, and it is starting to do the ink sac thing, so it's a little gross, but, you know.
Okay, well then, for those of you who are listening to us on Spotify or iTunes or watching us on YouTube, this is the part where you unfortunately are going to be done with us, because this is the end of the podcast portion. But as always, there's usually games and stuff afterwards, so we're gonna be playing Fling to the Finish, which I'm actually really excited for, because literally every single trailer I've seen about anybody playing this, they are screaming, which, like, who doesn't love doing their best Bjork impersonation? So me and Benton will be playing this. Do you have it all ready to go and everything?
Yeah, it's all installed and ready.
Lovely. So for those of you watching, is there anything that you'd like to say before we go? Bye.
Thank you for being here. Video games are what we make of them. So if you, I would just say the more that we as a community are a little bit more vocal about our want for inclusivity and for representation in many different body types, I think when we have more games that have comprehensive character creators, I think that more people will feel represented and feel like they can create characters that best reflect their own identity.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, thank you, Bitten, very much for coming on today. For those of you who are not following Bitten, I definitely recommend them. They are available on twitch.tv/Bitten, spelled B-I-T-T, the number 0-N. That's right, B-I-T-T, the number 0-N, because they are classy and crafty. And we're going to end up going to play Something to the Finish. I will be playing the trailer for the game very shortly here. But for those of you leaving today, you are valid, you are valuable, and so very, very loved. And y'all have a good night.